This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, these days happen way more often now. There'll be days where Alex and I are both in court, and today it's Donald Trump in court, or who knows, a jail cell maybe, and now Alex Jones is having to go to court, but I'm here now, I'm good, no court for me today. But this is what it's like, or back when I used to host with Roger Stone, who just has left us. There'd be times where he'd be dealing with court and going through legal stuff, and then I'd have to host the show, and he wouldn't be on that day. So this is what it's like to be politically persecuted. It's just a regular thing now, constantly dealing with court, constantly dealing with lawyers, constantly dealing with the legal issues. And this is what happens when the government gets weaponized by a criminal faction, by a corrupt political party, and we all know it as, in the year 2023 in America, the Democrat Party. So it's going to be interesting to see what the real world response to this is, because everything politically works in margins. So Trump getting arrested is really only adding small margins to his support base, but the larger margins are going to be seen in the centrist. The larger margins are going to be seen in the anti-establishment liberal that hasn't completely lost their mind. And they're going to say, wow, Donald Trump is really being politically persecuted here. And for him to be the one to take the fall for the corruption in D.C. is just pathetic. But that's not even what they're claiming his crimes are. They're not even saying he was doing anything while he was president. They're saying, oh, look at all these women he used to sleep with, and did he have hush payments? So it's not even what was going on in the White House. It's not even what was going on when he was president. It's stuff from years ago. But I got to tell you, looking at all the footage from New York City and then the circus that's out there, tell me, how many people know what Joe Biden did today? Anybody know what Joe Biden was up to today? No, everybody's focusing on Donald Trump. Who's the real president? Joe Biden has done some events. He's done a handful of events on the road since he's been elected president. Was there ever a media gaggle? Was there ever a press circus? Was there ever the energy, the attention, the attendance to anything Joe Biden has done as president? I'm not even talking about Trump rallies. That's a whole other story. I'm talking about, look at the circus in New York City today. The press, the support, the hate, all of it. Trump's the real president, not Joe Biden. And it's just total proof that all, even the Democrat media can talk about, is Donald Trump. That's all the Democrats talk about all day long, is Donald Trump. Not what Joe Biden is doing, if he's even doing anything at all. No, it's Trump, 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 Trump. And this trend is not going to stop, because Trump's running for president, and next they're going to be coming after him in Georgia, and then in D.C., and then who knows what else, as laid out in the last hour by Judge Napolitano. But when we rejoin the show after this short break for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, we'll go over some of the sights, some of the sounds from New York City today. Marjorie Taylor Greene getting on a bullhorn. Just the mass amount of people that are out there. And Elon Musk has just shared a Donald Trump meme. I'm not sure. He might have made this one himself. I hadn't seen it before. Is Elon Musk, who said he's not a Trump supporter, could this even get Elon Musk to become a Trump supporter?
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things to your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Elon Musk has just shared this meme. Not sure if he is the creator. Picture of Donald Trump with a quote from 1980. Why do time travelers keep trying to kill me? I'm just a realtor. Donald Trump, 1980. Elon Musk says, if the Democrats had a time machine. That's good stuff. Very true. Very true. But they don't have a time machine. What they do have is an army of trannies and an army of perverts and an army of delinquents and an army of lazy bum commies and an army of brainwashed zombies and an army of politically corrupt bureaucrats and attorneys and judges. And so, well, their attempts to kill Donald Trump, Or maybe that hasn't been attempted yet, or maybe who they sent back in time to kill Donald Trump failed, and so now they just send the entire political system against him. I mean, it's almost unbelievable, but Hillary Clinton admitted to, I think that they paid the fine just like a year ago, Hillary Clinton admitted to using campaign funds to pay for the Steele dossier. They had to admit that. So it always comes full circle. The Steele dossier proves Trump-Russia collusion. No, it doesn't. And actually, the Steele dossier was made up and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And it all comes out 6 years after the 2016 election, and the media lied to you, and they lied to you for years, and then Hillary actually settles and says, yeah, well, actually, we spent $113,000. We paid for it. It's true. Okay, we'll pay a fine. I'm sorry. And the media went along for the ride, and did they ever apologize for lying to you? Eric Trump is reporting this now, breaking right now. The Ninth Circuit just awarded Trump $121,962.56. Got to get it right down to that exact cent. In attorney fees from Stormy Daniels, order just released. This is in addition to roughly $500,000 she already owes him. Yeah, I was going to say, she already owes him money, so she just got hit again. No, it's Hillary Clinton that got caught with the campaign finance violations. No. It's Ilhan Omar. It's AOC with the campaign ethics finance violations. But they go after Donald Trump, even though he's already won lawsuits against Stormy Daniels and has her signature on a paper saying she never took hush money. But what are the 37 or 47 or however many? There are attorneys and prosecutors in New York that are saying this is the most we've ever seen from a grand jury, even in rape cases and child sex abuse cases, they won't even go over 30 charges because it's just, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, even if you want to throw the book at somebody, like 20, 25 is usually the number there. That's like the book is 25 charges. They got him on 37 is what the leaked documents, whoever they were leaked to, that's what they're reporting, 37 charges. So, obviously monitoring this situation, Alex Stein is going to be joining me in 20 minutes. My intention when I host the War Room is to take calls from end to end. I don't believe, do we have any guests on the War Room today? Last I checked, we didn't. So, we should be end to end. Your response to this, has this made you like Trump more, like Trump less? Do you think it helps Trump politically, hurt Trump politically? Is the deep state desperate, or is this going to be a true exhibition of just how powerful and corrupt they are with nobody to answer to? And, you know, I got to tell you, though, as I see this, really, it kind of breaks my heart. Because I don't know if it's did I choose the political life? Did the political life choose me? I really can't stand the politics because it's so divisive. And you've got it again. It's 2016 all over again. A group of Trump supporters behind a barricade, and then the group of the Trump haters behind the barricade, shouting at one another, screaming at one another, shouting the obscenities. Everybody's got their signs, and everybody's got their paraphernalia and everything else, and it's just sad. It's just sad. Now, as sad as it is, The honest truth is obviously, hey, you don't have to like Donald Trump. I can understand why you don't like Donald Trump. But if you're out there as an anti-Trump protester saying this is a good thing he's being arrested, you're a brainwashed idiot. And it's sad that this is what we're up against. So it's symbolic. It's symbolic. The will of the people united could actually do wonders to help this country. And that's us. And then we have to stare into the face of these brainwashed zombie hordes that call us racists and bigots and transphobes and homophobes and xenophobes and everything else simply because we want to have a better country, simply because we have envisioned a better future, and we see where the trend is going right now into authoritarianism, and we would just like to stop that and reverse it. And then here are these brainwashed freaks screaming in our face, spitting in our face, celebrating our demise. And then they're aimed against us. So it's the brainwashed hordes being aimed against us, and now it's the corrupt government institutions and agents being aimed against us. So yeah, Alex couldn't be on air to do extended coverage today because he's got to be in court. And yeah, Donald Trump just got arrested today because the Democrats are trying to take him out as he's running for president. Or do they think this is going to boost him? And maybe that's why they're doing it. Not exactly how I see it. And maybe Alvin Bragg has just gone rogue. But since I can take calls and just keep the same callers on the line heading into the War Room, why don't I give out the number now? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I imagine everybody's got something to say or to think about the situation with Donald Trump today. Now we know it. It's happened. He's I guess, being arraigned right now. Who knows? He might be in cuffs right now. Might be in a cell. I don't know. They said no cuffs, no mugshots, all that stuff. Do you trust these crooks? I don't for a second. So we're watching, monitoring the circus scene. Truly, it is a historical moment in American history today, unprecedented. The images of Trump, the motorcade, the scenes, all of it is going to live in American history forever. The image of Donald Trump's gold head bobbing up and down amongst all the Secret Service agents in the suits is going to be a famous one forever. Him waving, going in and out of the building. These are timeless images. There is no doubt. Love Trump, hate Trump. We're witnessing American history here today. And We are documenting it for you right here on the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com and band.video. Of course, funded by you. Now, they say, okay, we're not going to give him the mugshot, which tells me they know that this is actually helping Trump, and now it's backfiring. So maybe that's an argument to, hey, they thought that this would hurt Trump, and now they just misfired again. Because if they really wanted Trump to win and they thought all this persecution was helping him, they'd put out the mugshot and make him more famous than ever. But they didn't do it. But we were prepared at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the mugshot t-shirt ready to go. InfoWarsStore.com, limited edition Trump political prisoner t-shirt. So this is a great way to support President Trump, support the InfoWar, and get a historical t-shirt as well. Limited edition. When it sells out, it sells out. This one could sell out fast. Political prisoner with the mugshot, Donald Trump on the shirt. Get this piece of InfoWars history and American history today exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're getting your calls lined up, and we're going to be taking your calls for the next 4 hours, or really, I guess, 3 hours and 40 minutes when the war room kicks off. We'll keep taking calls. Elon Musk at it again. Rage for the machine. Man who agrees with the media, universities, corporations, and Hollywood thinks he's part of the resistance. Rage for the machine. Yeah, you're so... I'm anti-establishment. And I do everything the establishment tells me to do, like hate Trump. It's truly astounding, isn't it? And there's basic principles that you need to understand. It's kind of like the laws of physics. There's laws of politics. You can't avoid the laws of physics. You can't avoid the laws of politics. A liberal, a leftist... Your average Democrat, if they're still loud and proud Democrat, they don't have any foundation anymore. They don't have any beliefs, fundamentals. It's all what you support, they oppose. That's all it is now. So you like Trump, they hate Trump. You don't want to see minors get genitally mutilated, they love it. They're going to promote it. They're going to march for it. They're going to protest for it. They're going to rally for it. They're going to make a big scene for it. So that's how this goes. So that's what it is. It's rage for the machine. But how they don't see the irony of thinking they're anti-establishment when everything they do is exactly what the establishment tells them, how can they not see that? Again, it's the laws of politics. Because their whole ideology is based off being against you, anti-you. That's the laws of politics. I can't change it. I didn't write them. But that's what it is. So you're confused. Why does the liberal that say he's anti-establishment do everything for the establishment? Because you're now anti-establishment. So he's now pro-establishment. See how that works? That's how it works. That's the laws of politics. The raging progressive liberal Democrat is just anti-you. So that's why they get so confused when I go out to an event and I'm pro-abortion and you can see their entire political paradigm breaks down. Or I go out in the tank and I say I'm pro for the war in Ukraine and it's like, what? Or if I go do a comedy bit and I'm pro-trans kids because now they don't know what to do. Because now, if I'm pro-trans kids, then they must be anti-trans kids. But what? That's not what they're taught. That's why it's so easy to break these people down. And they go into an absolute mental breakdown and conniption fit. I've documented many of this, many times this with the crew. Alex Stein as well, who's joining me in 10 minutes, can tell you all about it. And his recent sights and sounds and scenes dealing with these crazy trans people. And then also outside of Trump Tower in New York. So that's all coming up. But again, folks, remember, if you were anticipating the fun T-shirt with Donald Trump's mugshot on it, but, oh, you thought we're going to be let down, there's no mugshot, think again. We've got it at InfoWarsStore.com. This is limited edition, the Trump political prisoner shirt. And if you're wondering, hey, why isn't he in an orange jumpsuit for this? Well, we wanted to be factually accurate here, and when you turn yourself in and then you get arraigned, Even if you do spend a couple hours in a jail cell like I did, they don't actually put you in a jumpsuit for that. Now, if they decided to not release him, which would shock us all, but I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility. If they decided to not release him, then he would be putting on a jumpsuit and probably going to Rikers Island, just like the man that worked for Donald Trump that they claimed was guilty of tax evasion because he was driving a car. He was driving a car owned by the Trump company, and he wasn't paying taxes on it because he was driving a company car. Just first of all, that shouldn't even be a crime. But second of all, it's total political persecution and torture, sending him to Rikers Island with some of the worst criminals from New York. Total political persecution. And this has happened to a lot of people around Donald Trump. Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, you name it. So this is what it's like. This is what it's like. I mean, people are stunned with the stuff that I go through, and they think, you're not that controversial. I don't understand. Well, let's keep in mind that they're throwing nukes at Alex Jones every day, and I'm Alex Jones, you know, next-door neighbor. And I'm, like, hanging out at his house a lot, having dinner, and so, like, he's getting nuked. Like, yeah, the radiation is hitting me. I'm getting nuked, too. So you might not think I'm that controversial, or you might not think I'm that big of a deal, but the establishment hates me too, and I'm getting some of the flack that Alex takes every day. So the same thing happens to Trump. And then they come after your family too, but I don't want to get too much into this because I want to take your calls in response. Positive for Trump, negative for Trump. I mean, what are your friends and family saying? Are they commenting on this, the apolitical? We're going to be doing this for the next 4 hours right here at InfoWars, myself with you finishing up the Alex Jones show, and then all throughout the war room, Alex Stein coming up as well. Let's start, though, with Rick in Arizona. Rick, you're on the Alex Jones show. Go ahead. It's the clown world.
And I'll tell you what, we got to get the elections handled because it doesn't matter what kind of crap show is on here and what's going on. If the votes aren't, you know, on our side, if they cheat, if they have
so Rick, let me just pause you right there, because you bring up an extremely important point that I don't think you're wrong about, and I really had a deep thought about this last night, because one of the hardest things for us to do is to see the world through somebody else's perspective, or even just from a larger drawn out perspective. And while, yes, there's no reason to think they won't steal the election from Trump in 2024. There's every reason to believe they will. Now, will it work? Can they beat a landslide? I mean, but here's what I think it comes down to, Rick, because this is what we have to understand. The awakening has to happen before there's going to be any real change. I think that's what we're learning here. We can't vote our way out of this, and we can't even have a cultural revolution out of this. The infrastructure created by the deep state criminal cabal is just too entrenched. Even when we get somebody in the White House, it's too entrenched. But so imagine this, though. You're probably right. Let's say Trump gets massive landslide of support after this heading in, and then is the nominee, and in 2024, same story, massive rallies, 50,000 at every rally, three a week, you name it. And then he loses again? That might be the one where the average American finally says and realizes, okay, my country is gone. I didn't vote for Trump, I'm not even political, but everybody I know voted for Trump, and somehow he lost. After 90 million votes, Joe Biden gets 100 this time? Nobody's going to buy that. Nobody.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, and Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, it is now official. Donald Trump has left the courthouse, and we're assuming on his way back to Trump Tower in New York City, with, of course, his massive motorcade and police escort. So it went like this. He turned himself in. I'm assuming that they never cuffed him. We never saw him in cuffs. I'm assuming they never put him in a jail cell because that was never reported. So that means they took him, they processed him, they probably at least fingerprinted him. I don't even know what they did that, because normally this process is, I mean, I've been through it. You go in there. You wait for the agents to make the arrest. They make the arrest. They take you to processing. That's where you'll, I mean, sometimes they'll cuff you there, just cuff you to a bench or something, and then until they have the available officers to come over there, take your mugshot, take your fingerprints, anything else, at which point then they'll cuff you, take you to a jail cell, and that's where you wait until you get arraigned by a judge. Could take up to hours. And then depending on the case, the judge either releases you or you go to jail while you await your trial. So all we know at this point is Trump turned himself in. They processed him without cuffing him or jailing him. They probably made the arrangements so that he went right in front of a judge, got arraigned, was read all the charges. That probably took a minute since there's 34 of them, to which he pled not guilty. Trump pleads not guilty to 34 felony accounts, or 34 felony counts, falsifying business records. Okay, then he got released, and now they are on their way back to Trump Tower. We are getting connected with Alex Stein, who's been out there on the streets of New York City and in front of Trump Tower watching this. But, you know, it's like, is it even worth getting into what probably happened here at worst? Is it even worth it? Does it even matter at this point? Because you could sit here and say, okay, well, even though Michael Cohen already signed the documents and Stormy Daniels already signed the documents saying that this is not what happened, but what they're trying to claim happened, and we'll see what happens when the 34 charges come out, is that Donald Trump used campaign money to pay Michael Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels hush money. And so, I mean, that's worst case scenario if that's even true. And so if that is true, then Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen have just falsified their own legal records with their signatures and committed crimes as well. So that means that Bragg, Cohen, and Daniels all committing crimes here. Who leaked the 34 charges? It didn't come from Trump's office because they never even got them. Which, again, is totally normal. When I knew I was getting charged and had to turn myself in, we did not get the actual charges. We didn't know what they were till I got in front of the judge. So all types of shenanigans. But again, whether Trump made the payments or not, whether it was illegal or not, whatever happened, it really doesn't even matter. Because this is total political persecution, total selective enforcement, and the Democrats interfering with an election, like they always do, and then blame you for that. So we're gonna see the response of the American people. Again, I've got the phone lines lit up. We're going to be taking your calls all afternoon. But I've got Alex Stein joining me now, and I'm sorry because I'm a little off kilter here. Are you back in your pimp in a blimp studios?
Yes, we are in the mother blimp right now, Primetime 99. I'm on the grind all the time, even though I'm in New York City. The next day, I have obligations at the Blaze I have to fulfill. So we have an incredible show this evening, but it's an honor to come on with you, Owen.
So you were out there in New York City. You saw the scenes, the chaos. I mean, let's talk about it. How insane was that?
Well, I mean, really, the energy around the courthouse was kind of how you expected. A lot of people, like all the mainstream media, was just looking for Donald Trump, wanting to, you know, try to get the one shot of him walking in the building. So, like, all the hungry media were out there. That was, you know, kind of interesting to see. And then there was a lot of supporters. I mean, yesterday I was there, and there's only a few, quote-unquote, counter-protesters, Owen. But most of the people there were fans of Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even say it was just fans. Even the people that don't like Donald Trump there knew it was a sham. Like the homeless people that were walking by, the crackheads on the street, those people were like, this is a joke. So if those people that are high on fentanyl know that this is a waste of resources, then I think the American people will feel that same way.
Well, and I always try to draw myself back, whether it's from my own bias or my own bubble or my own worldview, and because, you know, we all tend to do that. And I'm thinking, how does this look to the bigger picture? How does this look to the average American that, quite frankly, is just not informed and they just don't really care about politics? But they're going to see this. They're going to see Trump getting arrested. And I think the average American response is going to be, this is persecution. This is bullcrap. Trump is the bad guy. Trump's not the problem in D.C. I might not like Trump, but I know he's not the problem. Is that what you think is going on here? Because that's what I think is going on.
Well, I don't want to be doom-pilled or black-pilled, but I think this will give a lot of the people that are moderate something to hang their hat on. They're going to say, oh, Donald Trump was charged with a crime, so he's a criminal. So I think some of those, you know, soft-brained people actually will be convinced by this, and they'll think Donald Trump is, you know, some sort of evil person. But the people that are actually paying attention, it's going to radicalize them. Similar to Roe vs. Wade, when they overturned that and we thought there was going to be a red wave, it kind of radicalized the left to go out and vote. But I think this is going to radicalize the right even more so. I mean, we were radicalized with Pizzagate, Jeffrey Epstein, all the, you know, elite people that are doing terrible things. Just, we were kind of radicalized by that in 2016. We thought, oh, it's not going to happen to us. But now the people that are actually paying attention, they're seeing the illegal persecution of Donald Trump. When you look at Joe Biden's illegal business deals in the Ukraine, you look at Hillary Clinton's kill list, you look at Barack Obama's married to a boy, more than likely. I'm just saying there's a lot of other things that we should be covering. And not some misdemeanor, buddy-duddy thing
Absolutely.
Even be.
I mean, a potential World War III situation where the U.S. has no allies. I mean, literally, all of our allies are abandoning us now. Japan just abandoned us. I mean, we have no allies anymore. Joe Biden has. We have no allies if a world war breaks out. I don't know what America does, quite frankly. I mean, so that's the situation. And the U.S. dollar is potentially on the verge of collapsing. Because now all these other countries are deciding, hey, you know what, we're going to deal in the Chinese yuan, or we're going to deal in the ruble, or we're going to deal in Indian currency. And so this is, I mean, people don't even understand how big of a deal this is. And only Trump is the president that can get in there and maybe try to reverse course on this and get us back on track where we need to be as far as geopolitically. But I think that the American person, you know, the soft people, like, look at it like this, because I feel like this is 2016 all over again. And let's not forget that most conservative media was against Donald Trump. The Republican Party was against Donald Trump. The political landscape has changed entirely heading into 2024. Now most of the Republican media is going to be supporting Trump. And even though the establishment GOP might be against him, it's not a whirlwind.
Yeah, but Owen, this is the problem. Is usually we don't have any allies, but none of that matters because the only thing America still produces are bombs, our weapons, Halliburton, Raytheon. Those are basically the only industries that we have left as a country. So if there's any war, even if we don't have any allies, we're going to be the ones selling them all the bombs. So that's why the multinational corporations love the war. And then you talk about you know, how weak we're getting. Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, he was actually loved by his people. He was loved by his people. Gosh, you just lost me.
No, we got you. We got you.
Sorry about that. And we're having internet issues. Okay, my point is Muammar Gaddafi. I want to talk about this real quick. In Libya, I know we got to go to break. He tried to take them off the African dinar and put them on. Excuse me. They tried to take them off the American gold standard and put them on the African dinar. And that's why they killed them. And that's why there's slave auctions in Libya today.
Except it's not going to be Libya and Hillary Clinton laughing about how they killed Gaddafi. It's going to be Putin. It's going to be Xi. It's going to be the Saudis. It's going to be India and now Japan.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Segment here of the Alex Jones Show. Alex Stein with me, Owen Schroyer, here as we're monitoring Trump's motorcade. Left the courthouse, we're assuming back to his golden penthouse at Trump Tower. The man's got class, you know. I wonder if Melania is there waiting for him. And did they have to make adjustments to the doors so that 7-foot-tall Barron Trump could get in there? Again, folks, if you're just joining us, Trump pleads not guilty, 34 felony counts, falsifying business records. You know, I'm kind of fed up already with Kevin McCarthy as the speaker because he's done zero, as far as I can tell. He's got a zero on the board a couple months into his speakership. If this doesn't motivate, if this doesn't put wind in the sails of the Republicans, I mean, it seems like the only one who's moving the needle at all now is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Jim Jordan, some of the stuff he's doing, and Rand Paul going against Fauci. But, I mean, as far as somebody who's hitting the ground every day, I mean, maybe Matt Gaetz, what are you seeing? I mean, if this doesn't galvanize the Republican Party to defend Trump, I don't know what will.
No, I think a lot of the people are afraid of Trump, especially the people that are quote-unquote conservatives. I mean, Kevin McCarthy, you think he likes Donald Trump? No, these guys are the GOP, the grand old party, and Trump is not necessarily, you know, that's not where he was born and bred. That's not where he's from. So I think that is the biggest issue, is that the people on Trump's side don't even like him. And God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some people, you know, you might not agree with her 100%, but she actually cares about America. She's out there fighting for what she feels is right. And she knows that this is an illegal prosecution. I mean, we just are going to just sound like a broken record. But this is what makes me the most frustrated. Well, other than I don't know why they haven't shown the mugshot, because I want to put it on a T-shirt and sell it so I can become Grifter of the Year two times in a row. But other than that,
no, they didn't do the mugshot. They didn't do the mugshot. And we've already had the T-shirt, so sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's going to be just selling that dang T-shirt. That's where everybody's going to make money on that T-shirt. They don't even want us to make money, oh, and they don't even want us to have a Trump mugshot.
They'll never stop us.
No, we will figure out.
There it is. There's our T-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. We beat Alex Stein to it.
Yes. Go buy that shirt, please. Go support the InfoWar because, like, you know, there's always that cliche, you know, Trump's not, you know, they're not coming after Trump. They're coming after us. Trump is just in the way. I don't even know if I said that cliche right. My point is if you can see the illegal business dealings that all the prior presidents have done, I mean, you got Bill Clinton actually getting BJ's in the Oval Office. He's on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 26 times.
Yeah, let's not forget about Paula Jones. How much did Clinton play Paula Jones, guys? Was it $300,000?
Literally. I mean, they paid hush money to everybody.
No, it's absolutely insane. But, Alex, while you're here, I got to get into something with you because you're one of the few individuals that understands this and exposes it to the level that you do. I mean, you've catapulted into the stratosphere as far as your popularity is concerned. And that's the culture jamming. And something that I've really come to understand at a really deep level is that the modern-day American leftist, liberal, progressive Democrat, the reason why we're so confused that, hey, why do they claim to be anti-establishment, but now they're pro-establishment and all these other double standards and double thinks that they have, And I've really had a deep understanding. Oh, there it is. Bill Clinton paid her $850,000 of hush money. Okay, 1998. All right, so we got that. But Alex, here's what I've really come to deeply understand: the average progressive liberal Democrat now, the only principle, the only value, the only foundation they stand on is opposing you. That's it. They're not actually anti-war. They're not anti-big pharma. They're not anti-establishment. That's all now been proven in triplicate. So the reason why what you do is so great, and sometimes I do it too with the culture jamming, the reason why they get so confused is because they don't know what to do. When they see Alex Stein supporting trans kids, or when they see Alex Stein promoting, you know, the gay agenda, all this stuff, their worldview and their paradigm just breaks down because they're supposed to be against you. So when you promote what they love, they have mental breakdowns.
Yeah, no, it definitely puts them in this weird mental gymnastics mode that they already live in, so really they shouldn't be that surprised. But listen, it's like the old saying, when a dog chases a car and they actually catch a car, they don't know what to do, and that's why they demonize people like Alex Jones, is because they need a boogeyman. They need a villain. The media has to have some sort of physical embodiment of what they think a villain is. And so that's why they go after Alex Jones. That's why they go after Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is not, people don't care about Donald Trump. People don't hate Donald Trump. They hate what Donald Trump stands for. They hate what Alex Jones stands for. So that's why it gives them a villain. Oh, that's why I hate them. So that's why I use the culture jam, is I try to appeal to them, and I try to use the most absurd part of their, you know, ideologies in order to make them question themselves. Is this really how I feel? Do I really sound this dumb? So I try to be the opposite of the villain. I try to be their superhero. But they're gay, trans superhero that makes them all feel like they're stupid and need to actually, you know, maybe do some self-reflection on some of their decisions.
So Trump's still on his way from the courthouse, I'm assuming to his golden penthouse in Trump Tower, much better than in a rotting, stinking jail cell. Oh, he's going. I'm sorry, guys, in my ear. What was that? Is he going to the airport? Is that what we're being told?
I think he's on his way to Florida.
You're right. He's going to the airport now. He's going to go down to Florida. He's going to have a press conference. We'll be carrying that live right here at Bandout Video. So just following the motorcade heading towards the airport now. But, yeah, the last number I saw, Alex, was $8 million has been raised by Donald Trump's campaign since the indictment or since the news of the indictment dropped. I believe it was last Thursday. $8 million. You know, not bad. Not bad. I guess this is definitely working in Trump's favor as far as that's concerned. But you know what else is amazing about this, Alex, is the attention on Donald Trump is like, I don't know, 1,000 times the attention on Joe Biden, 100,000 times, 1,000,000 times. I mean, it just shows you who the real president is. Nobody gives a damn that Joe Biden is napping, 20 hours of the day or whatever, or they have to lure him to work with an ice cream cone and a kid holding it. Yeah, nobody's talking about Biden because he's irrelevant.
Well, let's put on our tinfoil hats. We are on InfoWars. Let's go full conspiracy mode. Now we have the transgender shooter is dominating the news. Now we have Transgender Awareness Week, where basically all of the people that are just so pro progressivism and so pro social justice, everything they stand for became a school shooter. Like literally the whole embodiment of the trans movement, a person that the media can't even label correctly. They don't know whether to call them their boy name or their girl name, but this is like who they love. The trans community, and they go on and they kill 6 people. They kill 3 kids, and they kill 3 adults in a school, and they want to try to take away your guns because of that. So that's dominating the news, and it's making everybody on the right look correct when we say, oh, there's a serious mental health issue with a lot of these transgender people. So as soon as all of that blows up, conveniently, they even though right before they announced that they were going to indict Trump, they said that they weren't going to reconvene for a month and that it was probably going to be a month later. So I just think it's very unusual timing. And just like you said, nobody's talking about Joe Biden. All we're talking about is Donald Trump. So they're doing this to distract us from what we really should be paying attention to.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that this is a major moment in American history. It is a huge story, the political persecution. Most people, I think, are starting to understand that. But what are we missing? We're missing all the damage being done right now by this Biden administration. The big story here is that the entire world has basically moved on from the United States. I don't know how else to put this. Mm-hmm. All these foreign countries are no longer dealing in the U.S. dollar. That's what kept it strong. The petrodollar collapsing. We don't even make oil anymore. So now OPEC is in complete control of, most of the energy production and distribution when it comes to gas. And even Japan has now said, okay, well, I mean, Joe Biden is asleep. I can't even get a hold of him. So I guess we're going to start to work with China and India now, too. I mean, Japan, folks, if we lose Japan, I'm telling you, we're done. We'll lose them all. We'll have no allies left.
Yeah, but Owen, do you have any faith if we could win a war? I mean, we lost to the literal Taliban. All they had were Toyota Tacomas and old weapons that we gave them to fight.
I mean, I guess that's true. I guess it'll stop the war because Biden will have no support.
We'll just have to surrender. We'll just say, oh, we surrender. I mean, listen, American greatness is it's almost like an afterthought now. They actually want to have this country where the 45th president is somebody that's beloved by the majority of Americans, and now they give him a perp walk so that the whole entire world has a negative reflection of America. So you're right. This only weakens us. You would want to protect the people that are the most powerful and important people, quote unquote, most important people of our country. Yes, they shouldn't, there shouldn't be rules for thee and not for me. But honestly, if you're the president of the United States, we should have some sort of decorum and respect for our country by not charging him with a misdemeanor. So this is just, the self-destruction of a once great nation.
Alex Stein, he's a pimp on a blimp, and you'll be on a blimp live tonight on Blaze TV.
Yes, and I'll be talking to you later. I got a new podcast coming out. I want you to be in one of the inaugural episodes. So
That's great to hear. I'll be connecting to Alex later. And in the meantime, folks, stay on the line. War Room starts in 2 minutes. I'm taking your calls.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.